The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program, The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program we discuss various challenges that the youth do face as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. So today as well, we have a beautiful topic of discussion. But first, before we get into our topic, before we even mention our topic, let's first listen to some benefits that you and I can receive if we recite salawat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to recite salawat upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and indeed in that salawat there are so many benefits that we receive. And salawat is encouraged even more so on the day of Thursday, on the day of Friday as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the day of Thursday arrives, Allah azza wa jal sends angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write down the names of those who recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance on the day of Thursday and on the night of Friday. That is the night between Thursday and Friday. SubhanAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal. So increase in salawat throughout the week, and on the day of Thursday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday, try to increase even further in salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now for today's topic of discussion, today we're going to discuss travel destinations, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We know that everybody likes to travel somewhere or likes to go somewhere. Everyone has their heart attached to being somewhere. Yes, there are very few people in the world that just want to stay in their hometown and in their home city. Alhamdulillah, if anyone wants to do so, excellent. But many people want to travel the world. They want to see different places. They want to enjoy different environments. So we find that people have travel destinations to out the world that they want to reach. And inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to be discussing where our travel destinations should be, where we should aim to go, inshallah azza wa jalla, just after we listen to this beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So enjoy this kalam, and we'll be back just after that with the balance of our topic, or rather the details regarding today's beautiful topic. Stay with us. You're going to enjoy this. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Tere jaya, tere jaya, koi nahi, koi nahi. Yahi bole sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan daale, tere paaye ka na paaya, tere paaye ka na paaya. Tujhe yak ne yak banaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya. Tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya. Koi tujhsa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq husn o ada ki qasam, ada ki qasam, ada ki qasam. Duniya pe aaya koi teri na misaal tha. مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے تیرے باجو ڈگے نو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا تیرے باجو ڈگے نو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا
لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا
جچتا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہیں ایسا نہیں کوئی تیریاں صفتاں دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں تیریاں صفتاں دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیریاں غلاماں دا جواب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیریاں غلاماں دا جواب نہیں حوراں نوں تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا حوراں نوں تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نوں رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا گئے ہوئے دل کو اثر کیا یہ تاب و تاوان تمہارے لیے کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ ہاں بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لجپال دا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لجپال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا ہوکا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا ہوکا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا جیوندا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا جیوندا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا ہاں منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. What a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. And every time we listen to his blessed praises, we feel closer and closer to our beloved صلى الله عليه وسلم. And our yearning to visit his blessed city increases even further. Alhamdulillah رب العالمين. May Allah عز وجل take us all to the blessed city of مكة المكرمة and مدينة المنورة. Ameen. And that gave us a beautiful hint regarding our topic of discussion today. Today we're discussing travel destinations. And we know that so many people, especially the youth, want to see and explore different parts of the world. We hear about different countries. We hear about different continents. Sometimes within our country, we hear about different provinces. And we want to see those provinces, those countries, those continents, or those cities within different countries. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And yes, there's no harm in that. That is good, alhamdulillah, to see different places. And we take great lessons from travel as well. Most definitely, when we travel to different parts of the world, we meet different people. We meet people of different races. We meet people of different cultural backgrounds. We meet people of different language backgrounds. And we learn so much through travel. Yes, lots of people through safar. Safar means travel. Through safar, through travel, through journeying, people learn so much. We can know people, we can learn about people, and one of those ways is when you travel with someone, you get to know about them, you get to learn them, you get to realize how they actually are, because journey is not easy. Yes, many a times we think journey is enjoyable. Sometimes journey that is for leisure, that is enjoyable from time to time, but journey has its fair share of difficulties. You're out of your home, you're out of your comfort zone, you're not sleeping in your own bed, you're not eating the normal kinds of foods that you usually do eat, the mind, the stomach sometimes doesn't work as it usually does work, you don't have your friends, your family, your contacts, those people that you know, those people that you can rely on, many a times you don't have them with you on journey. And thus, you find that people who travel together grow very close. Why is it that they grow so close when they are journeying together? When they've traveled together, even previously, if they've traveled together, you find that they share a very good bond, a very strong connection between each other. That's because they come to a new land. They meet new people. Everything around them is strange. It's just those people that are close to them, that traveled with them, that they are the familiar ones. They speak a familiar language. We know them. We knew them from before. And so we tend to latch on to them. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It's positive in its own way. Alhamdulillah. But now, when we have so many travel destinations throughout the world, there are so many countries, there are so many cities around the world, and people might want to see these different countries and see these different cities. This program is taking place from South Africa, alhamdulillah. And it's a beautiful travel destination as well. We have the city of Durban, the city of Johannesburg, the city of Cape Town. Then you have other parts of the world as well, alhamdulillah. Many other countries. You have America, New York, that is quite well known. You have the UK, London, that is quite well known. Within Pakistan, we have Islamabad. We have Karachi, that is so beautifully well known, alhamdulillah. The city of Murshid al-Kareem, the city of Amir al-Sunnah, the city of Karachi. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And so many countries. Africa itself has so many countries. Australia on the other end, down under, as they say. Also, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal has its own beauty. The Americas have their own beauty. The world is such a beautiful place. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And people select different parts of the world where they want to go to. They want to travel to, they want to see those places, they want to meet the people, they want to feel the environment and the atmosphere of those places. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But today we're going to discuss some very important travel destinations for us as Muslims. Yes, which are the travel destinations that should be in our hearts, in our minds, on our to-do list. That yes, we want to see these places before we leave the dunya. Now people travel and they want to see the first this and the first that. You find people who want to see the first masjid. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, in a certain country, the first masjid is a place you want to visit. You want to visit monuments, you want to visit some old houses, some libraries, or sometimes you want to visit some museum, some want to see mountains. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, some want to see the ocean. And all of these beauties are throughout the world as well. But Along with that, we often travel for history. We want to learn about the place. We want to learn the rich history of that area, of the societies that were first established in those areas as well. Today, I'm going to discuss, or we're going to mention, some places with the richest of histories. And that is the cities of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, the cities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are two in particular that we're going to discuss today. One city is the city which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in. What an amazing city that is. That's the birthplace of your beloved, of my beloved, of the universal beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a place that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal actually speaks of it in the Holy Quran, and Allah ta'ala takes qasam by that city. Allah azza wa jal says, لَا أُقْسِمُ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, I swear by the city, that is the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the city of Makkah Sharif. And Allah Azza wa Jal further says, for you are in this city, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in that city. He lived in the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah Azza wa Jal further says, and by oath of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam, and by you, his illustrious son. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken qasam by Makkah al-Mukarramah, by that auspicious, that glorious, amazing city in Arab Sharif, in the Arabian Peninsula. And that is a city in which you would find the first place of worship, the first masjid as well. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran as well, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, the first house that was appointed as a place of worship for mankind is the one at Mecca, that is the Holy Kaaba, blessed and a guidance to the whole world. So subhanallah azza wa jal, in the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, you are going to find that haram, you're going to find the Kaaba, and the Kaaba is so rich in history. Subhanallah azza wa jal, along with that, in the Kaaba, we have a stone that has come from Jannah. We have the stone that is called Hajr Aswad. Close to the Kaaba, we have another Jannati stone, a stone that came from Jannah, and that is Maqam Ibrahim, the place where Ibrahim alayhi salam has stood upon. Close to the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah as well, we have Mount Safa and Mount Marwa, such glorious sites as well, where Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha has run between. We have the well of Zamzam, that well that has been flowing from the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, from the time that Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And we still have the water of Zamzam, the water from that well. In which other city are you going to find stones from heaven, stones from Jannah? In which other city are we going to find the water of Zamzam flowing continuously? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we have the cave of Hira, where our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent days and nights contemplating in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such auspicious sights. We have the streets through which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked. We have the haram on which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah. So many Anbiya alayhim as-salam are buried in Makkah al-Mukarramah as well. As per some narrations, many Anbiya alayhim as-salam are buried close to the Kaaba as well. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So mazarat of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, of Allah Ta'ala's beloved servants, you would find in this glorious an amazing city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. So you find that millions of Muslims from throughout the world flock to the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah to perform tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, to perform salah within the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And what is the thawab for good deeds performed in the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah? The thawab of one deed in the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah is multiplied as per some narrations by 100,000. Subhanallah, imagine performing a salah there is as if we performed 100,000 salahs. How amazing is it? Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So we have a destination that we want to go to, that we want to see, that must be on our list, that within my lifetime, this is most definitely a place that I want to visit. And then we also have the city that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then migrated towards when he left Makkah al-Mukarramah. There was a point at which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left his blessed birthland, the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he headed off sallallahu alaihi wasallam to an amazing city, the city of Madinah al-Munawwara, that became perhaps the most beloved city to the Muslims throughout the world because of the presence of their beloved, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that auspicious city. And that is the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Madinah al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the city of the beloved Rasul, the beloved of Allah azza wa jalla, wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had spent approximately 10 years in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. That was the latter part of the apparent life of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for Madinatul Munawwara to become beloved to his blessed ashab. And subhanallah azza wa jal, the sahaba of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Madinatul Munawwara so much that they would flock towards Madinatul Munawwara. They would spend time with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'd find people from all over the Arabian Peninsula flocking to Madinatul Munawwara, to the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yes, salah performed in Madinatul Munawwara, in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is of many fold more in reward as compared to salah performed anywhere else in the world. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's masjid is such that performance of one salah in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is equivalent to 50,000 salah elsewhere. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, what an amazing reward when we are close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we are performing salah in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just think, those blessed streets of Madinah al-Munawwara had the good fortune of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passing through them. In fact, our scholars, our pious predecessors, they wouldn't want to ride upon a conveyance in Madinah al-Munawwara because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked upon those blessed streets, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lays resting beneath the blessed land of Madinah al-Munawwara. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, you find Imam Malik, the great scholar of Madinah al-Munawwara, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he would not want to ride on any animal, on any conveyance. Even when he had beautiful horses that belonged to him, he would gift them away. And why would he gift them away? He'd say that, I feel ashamed to ride upon a horse, to ride upon a conveyance upon the land beneath which my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stays resting. We had our pious predecessors did not want to leave the city of Madinatul Munawwara in fear that they might pass away out of Madinatul Munawwara. They wanted to pass away in Madinatul Munawwara. So they would go only when they wanted to go for Hajj, they would leave Madinatul Munawwara, go to Makkatul Mukarramah, and immediately after they would try to return to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara with the hope that if my mouth is to come to me, if my death is to come to me, then let it be in Madinatul Munawwara. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged this. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man istata'a an yamuta bil madinati falyamut biha, fa inni ashfa'u liman yamutu biha." That whoever has the ability to pass away in Madinatul Munawwara, then let him pass away in Madinatul Munawwara, for I will do shafa'ah, I will intercede on behalf of those who pass away in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah azza wa jal, what an amazing city to live in. What an amazing city to leave the world from. And those who pass away in Madinatul Munawwara often are buried in Jannatul Baqi', the Qabristan of Madinatul Munawwara, so close to the Rawza Sharif of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. These cities should be on our lists. And yes, if we are to travel to another masjid after Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, then let it be the beautiful Masjid of Aqsa. This too is a beautiful destination, a place that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had visited. The Anbiya Allah, the Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa alayhi wasallam, they have also visited this blessed city. So when we want to travel, when we want to go to different places, then ensure that these important harams are first on our list. That before we want to see any features of nature within the world, before we want to feel different environments and different atmospheres, before we want to taste different foods, or before we want to walk upon different lands, let it first be the honorable noble cities of Islam, Makkatul Mukarramah, the Haram of the Kaaba, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, the Haram of Madinatul Munawwara, the resting place of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the beautiful, honorable Masjidul Aqsa, the place that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has done Isra towards. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us all to these blessed harams. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the opportunity to worship Him, to perform salah, to perform sujood in His blessed court in our three harams. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.